You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. We have a very special Sing for Hope celebration episode that we're streaming on our website and on Broadway Podcast Network. From Broadway's Cursed Child, Grace DiMicci is here. We also have the incredible Elvis Gage, Audrey Bennett, who is one of the original young Annas in Broadway's Frozen and was also in Amelie on Broadway, and Caitlin Hedges, who was Annie in The Hollywood Bowl. So please stick around. Today is extra special because I'm switching things up a bit. I'm still supporting the Actors Fund, but today's show is all about hope. Sing for Hope, to be exact. See, right about this time, they should be getting ready for the Sing for Hope piano launch at Fosun Plaza. Some people live for the Rockefeller tree every season, and I do like that too, but the piano launch is something that I really look forward to every year. I mean, how cool is it that artists beautifully design over 50 pianos, which are then placed in parks and public spaces across the five boroughs of New York City, for about a month for anyone and everyone to play? I would just recommend wiping your seat down if you see the naked cowboy playing it before you. When just walking through Times Square while avoiding the fake characters, or characters as they call them, you could happen to run into the Jersey Boys piano and can sit and play on it. On your commute, you can hop off the train to see a piano and play for a bit as well. Sadly, this can't happen this year because of social distancing, but that doesn't mean we can't still Sing for Hope. Sing for Hope is one of my favorite organizations. It uses the power of the arts to create a better world for everyone. Whether in schools, hospitals, parks, or even refugee camps, Sing for Hope's work is all about hope, healing, and connection. It's about connecting all of us to each other and to ourselves, which is extra important now. I'm one of thousands of artists who works with Sing for Hope in creative service. They also partner with hundreds of community-based organizations and have placed over 500 artist-designed Sing for Hope pianos in public spaces for everyone to play. You've probably seen them. During this challenging time, we can't gather in public spaces as we'd like to, but Sing for Hope continues to adapt to provide hope and healing for so many people. For isolated patients and nursing home residents, Sing for Hope has implemented virtual healing arts. For educators and their students, Sing for Hope is supporting the teachers and parents who are facilitating distance learning by providing creative education resources. For healthcare facilities and frontline responders, Sing for Hope is providing curated content for their healing arts partners. Sing for Hope adapted their programming to this new virtual format and needs our support. As a singer, actor, dancer, multi-instrumentalist, composer, and writer, I sing for hope because the arts provide happiness and complement every aspect of my life. As a student, when I have to remember something for a test, I just put it into song. When I'm sad, I write or sing a song, and that makes me happier. And when I'm happy, that's when I really sing. Music is so therapeutic, and this is something that we can all use right now more than ever. I am so passionate about Sing for Hope and am supporting them in their endeavors to heal and inspire through music. You can support Sing for Hope too by making a donation at www.singforhope.org and bring Sing for Hope to those who need it right now most, like isolated nursing home residents, veterans, and frontline healthcare heroes. One place that needs it more than ever is my favorite city in the whole world. New York, New York. This is for you.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step off.
To you, New York.
I cannot wait until I can spread the news that I'm going back to New York, New York. Until then, I'll be there in my heart. For today's show, I have invited some very special guests who've all joined me in a Sing for Hope concert on the Sing for Hope stage at Port Authority. I'm so happy to have them sing for hope with me. My first guest is currently in North Carolina, but when she's in New York City, she's gracing the stage as Lily Potter Jr. in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I love performing with her around in New York City, and of course, now virtually.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm so happy to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
What is your favorite memory from Sing for Hope?
Ooh, my favorite memory. Probably the first time I ever sang with you guys. It was outside at the Jersey Boys piano, and I love getting to sing with everyone for the first time. I got to meet a bunch of new people, and we all just became family.
How are you staying like connected to the arts during this crazy time?
I've been doing lots of dance classes, voice lessons, acting classes, cabarets, cast albums, and I'm actually doing a song with Mirabella for the charity Flower Power, and I'm also collaborating with my sister on other performances. More details to come.
That's so cool. Oh, and why do you sing for hope?
Ooh, I sing for hope to bring music to everyone. It also brings the theater community together, and it's just really heartwarming to see that.
Oh, and what song will you be singing today, and why did you choose that song?
Today, I will be singing Rise Up. I chose this song because it brings hope that we will get through this, and it brings people happiness and joy. I just really like the song also.
And we will rise up through this challenge.
We definitely will.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yes, me too.
Cool.
Great.
Here we go.
Thank you.
you so much, Grace. That was wonderful. Our next guest is an incredible singer and has been working in New York City, originating roles since he was younger than me. I'm so happy to welcome Ellis Gage.
Hey, Ellis.
Hi, Joshua. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for having me. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Welcome back to the Early Night Show. You've sung many times with me at Sing for Hope events. Do you have a favorite memory singing for Hope?
I loved the day you were playing the piano right behind the New World Stages Plaza around 50th and 8th. And it was so windy that day. And all the sheet music was flying all over the place. Like it would not stay on the piano stand because we were outside and the wind was crazy. So everyone, all the kids and parents were just like holding it in place from different angles, but so that you could still see it and still play. And we were all singing, but we were all like this the whole time. And it was absolutely hilarious. And I'll never forget it.
At one point during that day, didn't like the book kind of like fall open?
It did because the wind was
the
so
wind
aggressive.
Got the binder to go.
It makes me miss being outside altogether.
How are you staying connected to the arts during this crazy time?
Through other artists. You know, I mean, there is, I can't really think of many people, particularly in the theater, who aren't very affected by this. So I think everyone is sort of chipping in to stay creative and give each other opportunities, you know, like this, like what a lot of people are doing just on Zoom, how people are editing things together, you know, we're called creatives for a reason. So I think these performers and artists are all just really adapting to the less than ideal different circumstances. I think we're going to come out smarter and stronger after this.
Why do you sing for hope?
I sing for hope because I love it. It's just a really free space and a really great medium to just do my thing. And it's so great to do it with friends and people like you.
Oh, and what song will you be singing today, and why did you choose that song?
This is a song, it's Thank You for the Music by ABBA. A lot of people know it from Mamma Mia. I've always, always, always loved this song because it's so incredibly simple, but it's so true. I mean, for people with a mind like mine music is what we have. It's what gets us by. And it's just a big thank you to every source of that.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm in my garage. Good acoustics in here.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. When I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing. Everyone listens when I start to sing. I am so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving says I was a dancer before I could walk. She told me that I was a singer before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Aren't we lucky? We get to live through song and I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Thank you so much for sharing your voice and music with us, Ellis. That was so great. My next guest was in Broadway as one of the original young Annas in Frozen and on Broadway Anomaly. I've had the pleasure of accompanying Audrey in many cabarets in New York City and, of course, Sing for Hope.
Hi, Audrey.
Hey, Josh.
I'm so happy to have you join me today.
I'm really happy to be here.
I know that we performed together many, many times in New York City. Do you have like a favorite memory of Singing for Hope?
Well, I really just love getting to perform for people in Port Authority who are just passing by and getting to see all my friends. I love all of it. It's all so much fun.
How are you staying connected to the arts during this crazy time?
Well, I'm definitely taking lessons and trying to improve. And I'm really just like doing a lot of online cabarets. And I got to sing in your new album that's coming out for your musical, The Perfect Fit.
And why do you sing for Hope?
Well, I just love getting to perform for everyone. And like I said, I love getting to see all my friends. And I just think that it's a super nice thing to do. And maybe it helps make someone's day a bit brighter.
Oh, and what song will you be singing today? And why did you choose that song?
I will be singing Ring of Keys from Fun Home, the Broadway musical. And I chose that song because I think it really shows just how if you be yourself, it can really affect how someone ends up living their own life. Just one little movement can change everything for someone. So yeah, I think it's just really hopeful and it's really powerful and I love it.
I love that song too. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's do this.
Well, here we go.
I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel... conceited to say, but I think we're alike in a certain way. Your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys.
Was so wonderful, Audrey. My final guest is Kaylin Hedges. Kaylin recently originated the role in a brand new musical called Loch Ness, and prior to that, she was Annie in the incredible production at the Hollywood Bowl. She's a regular in the New York City cabaret scene, and I love singing with and accompanying her when I get the chance.
Hi, Kaylin!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great!
I'm so happy to have you join me today.
Thank you, I'm excited to be in this cabaret.
I know that we performed together many, many times in New York City. Aside from staying with me, I know that you also performed at the Sing for Hope UNICEF's event. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I had the great honor of being able to do a UNICEF event with Sing for Hope, and it was really, really cool because I got to sing with a choir who actually hadn't heard the song except for on that day, so they were actually learning it, and it was just really cool to share the love of singing with other people.
That's so cool. How are you staying connected to the arts during this crazy time?
Well, I'm actually writing a lot of songs and listening to some new music that I haven't actually heard before, and I'm learning new instruments and stuff, and it's really fun.
That's so cool. Oh, and why do you sing for hope?
I sing for hope because whenever I'm sad and stuff, I always listen to music, and it makes me happy, and I like to give that happiness to other people by singing to them.
Oh, and what song will you be singing today, and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing Dream Big, Speak Loud, actually what I sang at the UNICEF event. And I chose that song because in this time, I feel like it's just a really great message to send, and it's a really great song.
Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Cool.
We all have something to overcome. Struggles may haunt you, but can't make you undone. There are roadblocks to face, walls to push down. You can tear through them, keep your feet on the ground. Oh, remember the voice that lies deep within. It's on your side. Carry you through, you're never alone. It's always there, let it be known. Dream big, speak loud, let the world hear you. Dream big, speak loud. Dream big.
Look ahead.
what was it to know that time is dead? Keep moving forward, don't let your dreams fail. You have the power created today. Whoa. Dream big, speak loud, let the world hear you. Dream big, speak loud. Dream big, speak loud. May your hopes appear now. Dream big, speak loud. If you have the passion, follow through. If you have a call,
wonderful, Kaylin. Again, if you're enjoying the Early Night Show's virtual variety show today, please consider making a donation to Sing for Hope to support their COVID programming. With your support, Sing for Hope can bring comfort to our most isolated, vulnerable neighbors and employment to artists while the world's stages are dark. You can find the Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thank you so much to today's guests, Grace Tiamicis, Ellis Gage, Audrey Bennett, and Kaylin Hedges. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.